The cells of the first corridor. We are about to enter the first corridor of cells, which were added for offenders. Each cell had one or two beds, and as you can see, there were no corners, and nothing was controllable from the inside. Not the windows, the radiators, or anything. At the start of the corridor, you will find an info sheet which you can take with you, showing captions of the items on display. In the first two cells, you can see items of restraint, which were used to immobilize patients and were no longer used even as far back as Carlo Livi. Restraint beds, belts, handcuffs, a fork for putting unstable patients against the wall, fingerless gloves, and a collar to stop patients from banging their head against the walls. While in the third room, we see the first attempts to cure them, based on using hot or cold water. The fourth room contains therapeutic tools used for systematic problems, based on the use of galvanic current. We should not confuse these with electroshock equipment, which we will see later on. These tools were used for physiotherapy and were based on, for example, the use of heat. The item you see in the next cell, the light bath, was again based on the same principle. It was used for people suffering from rheumatic pain and as a painkiller. The patient sat inside with their head outside and ice packs on their heads. Lights were turned on and the temperature inside could reach up to 50 or 60 degrees. These sessions lasted 10 to 30 minutes. The last cell on this corridor reminds us of the importance of Cesare Lombroso's theories, who we can consider the father of Italian criminology. One of his theories, which is no longer considered valid, involved the correlation between parts of the face and a person's character, or even their predisposition towards madness or crime. This is why patients' faces were studied, measuring them with the items you see on display, or by photographing them. Again, for scientific purposes, human and animal skulls were studied, such as the skeleton of a monkey that you can see on display.